they make themselves the hero of the story. So you go on their site and they're like, I've been in business for 50 years, locally owned, independent. And you're like, that's great. That's great credibility. But I want to go on your site and immediately say, yes, you solved my problem. I want you to pass that grunt test that Don Miller always mentions, which is in 3 seconds, can people tell on your website that what you do, how it helps them survive and thrive? So that solution, and how do they get in contact with you? So those are two major things that people forget about.
Hey there, peeps. This is Michelle Nedelec. Thank you for listening to the show. I would love if you could give us your opinion on how you felt about the show, your experience that you have in regards to what we've been talking about. I am having an absolute blast, but your input is like dynamite on that explosion. So give us your input. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions, comments, concerns, give us everything you got. We love it. Thanks. Hope you're having an awesome day. Welcome to the Business Ownership Podcast, brought to you by Awareness Strategies, helping you navigate the waters between entrepreneurship and ownership. Hey there, peeps. This is Michelle Nedelec, and I am super glad that you're here with us today because I am here with my most amazing guest, Jessica. Jessica, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
Awesome. So tell us who you are and a quick introduction to your business. What do you do?
I'm Jessica Embry. I'm the creative director at Tulip Media Group, and I'm also an international bestseller of Double Sales, Zero Salespeople, Story Brand Guide, and a marketing consultant who specializes in helping craft amazing messaging that's going to help businesses grow and convert at the end of the day. So they just keep bringing in those dollars.
Yeah, I love this conversation because I think in business, it's paramount. And I think people get it really confused, like where the messaging comes in with their business, because at the beginning, when they start off, they're just kind of throwing spaghetti up at the wall, seeing what works. And it's really hard to hone in on message on that. But then when you get it right and you start to have some sales and you start to have some people, then if you can get your messaging right from somebody like you, like that can just explode everywhere. So super excited to have you on. Thank you very much for being here. And let's start with, how did you get into all of this as a thing?
So back in 2019, we realized we had a huge problem. Tulip Media, we were spending thousands of dollars on cold calling, outbound sales, trade shows. And it was just, our cost of acquisition was $40,000. Yeah, that's for her peeps who are listening, she's making a surprise face. It was bad. And we kind of just had that wake up call one day, said, we have to stop doing this. So in the next few weeks, Tulip Media, we started doing story brand messaging for our site. So we are creating messaging that's resonating with our core customer. We are using a pull strategy instead of a push strategy with Google Ads. So we were getting those automatic website visits and then converting with story brand. We were using blogging. So we stopped cold calling. We stopped doing those trade shows. And within a few months, we were down to a cost of acquisition of $4,000. So we saw that immediate ROI and we said, hey, we have something special here. Let's see if we can do this with some of our client partners that we serve right now. And since then, we have just taken off and we've seen amazing results with fire truck manufacturers, with insurance agencies. And it's been amazing to watch.
Fire truck manufacturers.
Yeah.
That is a pretty niche market right there.
Exactly. There is a story for everybody.
That is awesome. To go from $40,000 in acquisition to $4,000, that is fantastic. And I can't believe that's, wow, $40,000 is a lot. But it's to your point, I mean, I think a lot of people spend a lot of money and they don't realize how much money they're spending on it in all aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you're just bringing me back to the 80s when people used to go and spend trips and, you know, there was a lot of money spent on acquiring an account back then. I'm gobsmacked that you could spend that much money on a client.
Yep. And they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over. And if you want to grow, you have to change things up sometimes.
Right. Okay, so let's start talking about how you do what you do, because you said something fascinating in there, and the push instead of pull marketing, especially with Google Ads. So what does that mean, and how does somebody know whether or not an ad is a push ad or a pull ad?
So we were doing a push strategy. So people we were contacting didn't even have the problem that we were trying to solve. So we were saying, hey, do you need a printed magazine? Or hey, do you need some Google ads? And they're like, no, we have our own, or we don't want to do that. So we started doing keyword analysis of saying, how many times are people searching for story brand guides? How many times are people searching for help with my marketing? And we started using those in our Google ads. So when people are searching for that, Tulip Media pops up. And we're solving that problem. They find us, they go on our website, they book a Calendly, because we're firm believers on making it easy for people to convert on our site. I think a lot of businesses lose sight of that. They make it too complicated to convert. And yeah, it turned around from there with those Google ads and that competitive strategy.
Nice. I love that. And our emphasis is on getting our clients to understand their ideal client's ideal journey and being able to understand what that is. Because so often as business owners, we get stuck on this is what I want to do and this is how I want to deliver it, as opposed to who's buying from me and how do they want to receive it. And you have a great point, is that if they're searching on you at 10 o'clock at night, I'm not going to be available to answer the calls. But if they want to book an appointment with me, I want to be able to have that availability for them to be able to, you know, book that appointment.
Yeah. And every client or business is different. Sometimes it's start a quote if you're in insurance. Sometimes it's sell my home if you're a real estate agent. And it's putting in a little contact form saying, this is the house I want to sell and this is what I'm looking for. So you're meeting your consumer where they're at in their buyer's journey and making it easy for them to contact you.
Nice. So talk to me about the whole story brand, because I mean, I understand what it is just because I'm in the market and I know them. I've heard you guys talking a lot, but our speakers have no idea what that means or how it relates. So talk to me about what is quote unquote story brand and then kind of the delivery of it.
So the term story brand comes from Building a Story Brand by Don Miller. And we were huge fans of the book. And back in 2019, we said, hey, let's become guides and let's help other agencies with this. And what it is, it's a 7-part framework that really helps you break down who your core customer is, what problems they're having, what messaging you can use to resonate with them, and applying this in all your messaging. And that's what we specialize in.
I love that. And we particularly had a hard time with it because we are not software agnostic. We actually promote one particular piece of software and it's like, yep, this is it. And if you don't use it, that's awesome, but we're not your peeps. So for us to hone in on our message, everybody's going, but nobody has a problem with which software they're using. I'm like, yeah, they do actually. They just don't know it. And everybody's going, yeah, but that doesn't sell. They need to know what problem they're having. So I'm sure we're not the only ones out there. And I know that a lot more are just stubborn about it.
Yeah.
Kind of like me.
A lot of businesses use insider language too. So you said you were doing software. Like there's a lot of insider language that goes with software. Insurance is another big one that we find that people are talking about specialized insurance. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Can you break it down into basic English for me? So it's being aware of that and having that third party's perspective.
Absolutely. So what are some of the biggest problems you've seen people have that they're fumbling with?
They make themselves the hero of the story. So you go on their site and they're like, I've been in business for 50 years, locally owned, independent. And you're like, that's great. That's great credibility. But I want to go on your site and immediately say, yes, you solved my problem. I want you to pass that grunt test that Don Miller always mentions, which is, in 3 seconds, can people tell on your website that what you do, how it helps them survive and thrive? So that solution, and how do they get in contact with you? So those are two major things that people forget about. It's making it easy and having that clear messaging, but also making themselves the hero of the story. The hero of the story is not your company, it's actually your customer. And you have to make that messaging work for your customer.
Nice. I love that. So what's one of the ways that somebody can do that? Like what's an obvious when you look at their site and you go, wow.
So yeah, you can go through the story brand framework, the 7-part framework. And again, if you wanted to make a change in your business today, it's doing that little grunt test exercise. I want you to go on your website, peeps. I want you to look on it on your mobile, because your mobile and desktop sometimes differ. Go on your mobile and say, Does it clearly state in 3 seconds what it is that I do, how it helps my consumers, and is there a clear call to action? Immediately, that change can help your conversions overnight.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things I've noticed with our clients is sometimes they can be about pretty sites. They want it to be really pretty and they want it to look nice. And it's like, that's awesome. And that's a lovely picture of somebody. I have no idea what you do. Like, to me, the basic elements of what we call above the fold is, you know, I want a title, I want a little description, I want the call to action, and I want either a image or ideally a video that explains this whole thing so that they know, is that still pertinent on mobile? Because I know on desktop, it's like paramount, but on mobile, clearly not a millennial.
It's still very important, Michelle, because Google loves a responsive website. So if you're not responsive on mobile, it's going to hurt your SEO game. So you want to make sure you have a responsive website. It can look pretty, but really emphasize on your messaging. We had a client who spent $20,000 on a beautiful website. And I say beautiful, but the back end did absolutely nothing for them. The SEO wasn't there. The messaging wasn't there. And they called us up one day and they said, could you help us? And I said, what's up? And she goes, we are not even close to being on the first or second page of Google. And I was like, okay. So we looked into it and I said, beautiful site, but you're missing key components in the back end. So that's where you kind of have to mesh beautiful and messaging together. And then that way you're ranking well on Google for SEO and also responsive mobility. You're also having that messaging that helps them convert.
I love that. So number one key that I've seen on beautiful sites is that they have no call to action.
Yep.
It's like there's no buttons. It's like
biggest mistake. Yeah. And or if there is one, there's learn more, and learn more so ambiguous. You're like, the consumer's like, does that sounds like work for me? I don't want to learn more. I just want to talk to someone or get my solution quickly.
Yeah. Unless you're selling to computer techs, they're the only people on the planet that want to learn more. Guarantee. Awesome. So who do you love to serve and support? Like, who's your favorite kind of client or business?
We love all businesses. We, like I said, we have everything from fire truck manufacturers. We used to have private jets. We have insurance agencies. We have plant nurseries. So we have everything. We have tech. We love B2B. B2B, there's just such strong opportunity for messaging and Google ads. B2C, we've also done very well with, like, real estate agents. So we love all backgrounds. It keeps things interesting. It keeps things diverse. And I love that challenge.
Nice. So what's your favorite part of your business?
I love the creative aspect of it. I love crafting messaging. I love building a wireframe and saying, this is how your messaging should look like on your website. Like, I thrive on consulting with our clients because I love getting on a call with them and them being like, you can't increase my Google ad spend, Jess. We have too many inbounds coming in. I love that. That way keeps me up at night because I'm like, yeah, we're doing so well that they can't spend more on their marketing. That's great.
Love it. That's awesome. So give us an example of a Cinderella story, somebody that might have been a little messed up before they came to you, and what that looked like.
A great Cinderella story was actually the fire truck manufacturer. They had the same problem in 2019. As you guys know, COVID hit at that time. And they used to do all trade shows for their sales. So 2019 hit and that got shut down. And they came to us. I said, we need help with online marketing. And within a few months, using the StoryBrand, Google Ads, blogging, e-news, letters, we also do print publication for them. But within a few months, we were able to save them on that trade show cost, but still give them the bigger ROI. Now they get 1 to 2 leads a week qualified, because that's what we care about. And these are $500,000 trucks. So 1 to 2 leads a week, you're going, that's not a lot, Jess. But you're going, at the same time, it's $500,000 leads here. So we were perfectly okay with that benchmark. And yeah, they've seen great success. We send that print newsletter out to fire chiefs all over Canada about content that they care about. Now, three things you need on your new fire truck may not be resonating with us, but it resonates with the fire chiefs. Recipes that they can make in their fire department, again, resonates with them. So finding that content that worked for them was really, really exciting. And it was a Cinderella story because they haven't really looked back at trade shows, and we've created this whole new avenue for them that works and produces results.
Nice. I love that. And I think it's so important, especially right now, for businesses to understand how much more effective digital marketing can be than the traditional face-to-face. Because as you mentioned, $40,000 in the lead. I don't care how much you're making off that lead. That's still a hot amount of money to be spending on the acquisition of a lead. And I think, to your point, digital marketing and strategy around that can immensely bring that down. So other than somebody spending an astronomical amount on their cost of acquisition, what are some of the stumbling blocks that somebody might be having right now thinking, oh my God, Jessica, I need you so badly?
Honestly, there's so many different types of marketing out there that I find businesses get overwhelmed. They're going, should I be on TikTok? Should I be on LinkedIn? And you really just have to ask yourself, where are your consumers at? Where do they spend time on? Is it YouTube? Is it TikTok? Is it LinkedIn? And doing the story brand methodology can help with that. It helps give them that clear picture. Mm-hmm. And we are able to create marketing strategies that really not only are going onto those platforms, but also resonating with them and converting.
Nice. Love that. So I know our listeners are going to want more from you. How did they start the journey with you?
So you can visit tm.media/double sales. And on there, you can get a free chapter of our book, Double Sales, Zero Sales People. You can buy the book if you're interested, or you can schedule a free call with me. I'm happy to talk and be a sounding board if someone wants to just get new ideas. You can certainly do that with me.
Perfect. And we will, of course, have all of Jessica's links in the show notes. So scroll down and you can connect to those. So Jessica, at what point in life did you know that you were a special kind of crazy enough to think that you could become an entrepreneur?
When I was 10 and doing door-to-door sales, blueberry sales. Yep. Selling big crates of blueberries from our blueberry field. And 10 years old. I have my business card still for that. And that's when I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I made good money off that.
Right on. That was awesome. That's so cute. So, and in your entrepreneurial journey, do you have any example of any mistakes that you made that you can now laugh at, or something that might have been embarrassing, but it's funny now?
I used to be so bad at presentations. Michelle, I just get up and I would just stumble on my words, and it's embarrassing to think back at, but it just comes with confidence and time, I think. The more you get to know about your business and your industry, that's when you start to open up and get over that embarrassment. So yeah.
That was awesome. I think we all started there. It was like, everybody looks at me now and goes, yeah, but you're you. And I was like, yeah, but I wasn't always me.
Still a 10-year-old blueberry seller.
Exactly. That's so cute. That's awesome. Jessica, you've been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Any last words for our peeps?
Everybody just keep growing and keep looking at your messaging on your site.
Absolutely. Every 6 months.
Every six months. Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. Peeps, this is Michelle Nedelec. Thank you for being here with us today. Be sure to subscribe to the show and join our Facebook group, Business Ownership Secrets to Scaling. I'd love to connect with you and help you grow.
Are you running a business over 7 figures but still struggling with technology headaches? Pay attention. You do not want to miss this offer. This podcast episode is brought to you by Awareness Strategies, who is offering a custom-built digital adoption roadmap for anyone running a business over 7 figures who's wanting to grow their business in the next 5 years. And it's not just a roadmap. They offer full implementation as well. If that scares the out of you, check out awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap for more details today. The link's in the show's notes. Don't regret not doing this. Do it now. That's awarenessstrategies.com/roadmap.